This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
The Olympic event I'm most excited to watch won't be decided by a photo finish. It's going to be an absolute blowout. Don't hold your breath. Katie Ledecky will win the women's 1500 meter freestyle. Well, Katie will need to hold her breath. She doesn't actually have gills. I got to see Ledecky swim the 800-meter freestyle at the 2016 Olympics in Rio. She set a world record and won by 11 seconds. Even though she was way out in front of the field for the entire race, the crowd kept getting louder and louder as she pulled away from her hopeless rivals and closer to history.
And they won't even be able to see the feet of Katie Ledecky. She's so far away from them. Ledecky, gold medal. Ledecky, world record. Katie Ledecky of the USA reigns supreme yet again.
Ledecky gets better as races get longer. And the 800 is half as long as her best race, the 1500. Ledecky has the world record in the 1500. She also has the second best time ever, and the third best time ever, and the fourth best time ever. The fastest 11 times in the women's 1500 all belong to her. She's been racing the 1500 internationally since she was 14. She's never lost. I talked to Lane Higgins, who's covering Olympic swimming for the Wall Street Journal, about Ledecky's utter dominance in this event.
It's just mind-boggling when you do watch her race, really anything over a 400, because she's so far ahead of everyone. And it's like, it makes you think that she's lapping like 12-year-olds in the pool. And it's like, no, these are like the second, third, and fourth best swimmers in the world behind her. It's almost beyond comprehension.
There's nothing quite like watching Ledecky make her fellow Olympians look like preteens. But our opportunities to watch it have been limited, because the 1500 has only been a part of the summer games for men and not women. Until now, we finally get to watch one of the greatest Olympians of all time compete in her greatest event on the world's greatest stage. It's not just going to be a blowout. It's going to be one of the most breathtaking displays of dominance in Olympic history. This is the Ringer Guide to the Summer Games. I'm your host, Roger Sherman. Today's sport of the day, the women's 1500 meter freestyle. Since the very first Olympics, men have competed in long distance swimming events. In 1896, a bunch of swimmers got on a boat that sailed 1200 meters out to sea, and then released them to swim back to shore. The winner, a Hungarian architecture student named Albert Hajós, said, "My will to live completely overcame my desire to win." It was less competitive swimming than competitive not drowning. We don't have audio of the event because it happened in 1896, but I imagine it sounded something like this. When Olympic swimming moved into pools, the longest event became the 1500, also known as the mile swim. That's 30 laps of the pool. But the 1500 has been just for men. When the Olympics finally added a women's distance event in 1968, it was the 800-meter freestyle, which is not contested by men. The Olympics didn't come right out and say, hey, we don't think women can swim a mile. But by creating an event only half the length of the men's distance race, the implication was clear. That sexist logic has kept Ledecky from swimming her best race. She's great enough that she can also win shorter races like the 200, but she truly shines in distance events. It doesn't even look like she's pacing herself. She just goes out there and sprints a marathon. Ledecky first set the 1500 world record at the 2013 World Championships. At just 16 years old, she clocked a time of 15 minutes and 36 seconds. To this day, no other woman has had a better time than 15 minutes and 38 seconds, still slower than teenage Ledecky. The rest of the world is still trying to catch up to a time set by a girl heading into her sophomore year of high school.
He's a freak. He's the fastest kid alive.
This is not good.
He's the fastest kid alive.
There's only one person who swims faster than teenage Ledecky. Adult Ledecky. Despite a lack of challenging competition, she's pushed herself and become better and better. In the 2015 World Championships, she broke her own record in a preliminary heat. Then, she broke that record the next day in the finals. Her best 1500 time is now 18 seconds faster than any other women's time in history. 18 seconds is a long time in swimming. To demonstrate how long, let's listen to the end of her 1500 meter victory at the Tier Pro Series against fellow American swimmers back in March.
So Katie Ledecky cruising on her way home, looking to post the best time in the world again here this year in this event, the 1500.
That moment where the announcer raised his voice is when Ledecky touched the ball. Now, the announcers are going to stall for 24 full seconds while waiting for anybody else to finish.
So she can relax with the job done. The others here continuing the battle for second.
I love it that our guys in the truck have to put her in a box while the other swimmers are finishing.
When a sporting event ends, the winner normally gets to celebrate. But Ledecky just has to hang out, swiping through Instagram, completing a crossword puzzle, listening to a podcast, until the rest of the race is done. The camera will catch her in what should be one of the most exciting moments of her life. But her victory is so thorough, she could look a little bored.
You're not supposed to get out of the pool until the last person's finished. And like, usually this is so not an issue because there's not, you know, 20 seconds between the first and last person. But Katie has gotten to the point where she's almost lapped people in a 50 meter pool in a mile. So yeah, that's just chilling for like a minute or two at the end of the pool. It would seem like it's a situation where you're set up to gloat, and that's so not Katie's personality that it's kind of hilarious that she's the person that has to do it. But yeah, it's just kind of time to float.
That's Higgins again. She's got a point. Ledecky doesn't need to go 100% in these races. Until we let seals or salmon into the Olympics, no one is going to outswim her. The element of suspense isn't whether she'll win gold, but whether she'll lap one of her competitors. But she's going to go out in Tokyo and try to break her own record. Again.
Someone like Katie is also just so good at pushing herself to the limit of, you know, both mental pain and physical pain, because a lot of times when you're in these races, it's like, okay, how much longer can I hold my stroke together? How much can I endure? And also for her, when she's so far ahead of everyone, she could very well, you know, ease off a little bit and still win by like 20 seconds, but she doesn't, because she has this incredible ability to just push herself right to that limit and see how much closer to it she can go.
It's thrilling to watch. How often do we get to see the greatest of all time try to reinvent what's possible? That's why it sucks that this race hasn't been a part of previous Olympics.
It honestly doesn't make sense why the IOC hasn't included this as an event for so long, because the men have always swam it. And it was actually one of the first Olympic events, I believe, ever. And they were only given the opportunity to swim the 800 in the pool, whereas the men, for whatever reason, were doing the 1500, but not the 800. So, you know, interpret what you will from that, but it is wild to me that for so long this has existed on every other stage except for the one where you can win a gold medal.
Ledecky has 5 career gold medals, and no woman in any sport has ever won more than 9. But Ledecky's total is hampered by the fact that she missed out on 2 chances to compete in her most dominant event. She'd easily have 7 gold medals if the last 2 Summer Olympics had featured the women's 1500. And Ledecky would be poised to break the all-time women's gold medal record in Tokyo. Even though we know who's going to win, we should all savor the chance to watch Ledecky take gold in the first ever women's Olympic 1500. That includes her 7 opponents, who will be far enough behind that they technically qualify as spectators. She's going to win the mile by about a mile. And it's going to be another example of the awesome things that can happen when all athletes get the same opportunities. I'd like to thank our associate producers, Erica Cervantes and Lonnie Rinaldo, who literally made these episodes. Additional thanks go to Ben Glicksman and Arjuna Ramgopal. I'd especially like to thank the Ringer's fact-checking team for making sure I didn't say anything wrong in these episodes. And I'd like to thank you for listening.